Kind of a funny story. It's up there now on the homepage. Biden said that he felt badly about deciding to drop out of the race for re-election as president. He talk about delusion. The guy was thrown out, and he still doesn't understand what was done. They ground him up and tossed him. It just really gets to be ludicrous, this whole thing. Trump has now given his complete and total endorsement, that's a quote, to House Speaker Mike Johnson. Another rhino for you. This is all nuts. It's really getting to be so obvious. You can't miss it unless you really try. It's that crazy. Here's another one, which I've been talking about forever. U.S. credit card defaults. Now, 60% of Americans live on credit cards every month to make ends meet. What happens when those cards are maxed out or the people can no longer pay the monthly bill? U.S. credit card defaults, that means the bills aren't being paid, soar to crisis highs as inflation storm crushes the working poor. Get it? So now the credit cards that are keeping people afloat, so to speak, are no longer able to be paid. They're maxed out, whatever. They're being declared unusable by the credit card companies because the bill hasn't been paid. Never mind that at the same time, Biden is just giving another $5.9 billion in military and budgetary aid to Ukraine as the pre-Trump surge continues. I think he's given close to $15 billion the last few weeks, something like that. So this man does not like America. He hates America, as many of these politicians do. They're not in it for us. There's no representative government here. There hadn't been for a long, long time. And then only in pieces and drips and drabs here and there. It's that bad. The U.S. war on food, the U.S. government war, the communist, Bolshevik, Zionist U.S. government war on America's food supply is increasing. That war is really getting to be, again, so blatant, how could you possibly miss it? U.S. seizes millions of pounds of food to increase the food crisis. That's what they're doing it for. No money. If we had, well, we've given it, by my count, about, it's over $200 billion to Ukraine. If we had pumped $200 billion into this country, into our infrastructure, but most importantly, into our people, our homeless people, our people who are struggling, whose credit cards are now under default, this country would be doing very well now. We'd be fine. And that's what should have happened. But you must understand, on the virtue of that remark alone, over $200 billion just to Ukraine, never mind the U.S. is funding right now Israel's five wars that they're waging. Gaza, West Bank, don't forget Lebanon, that's quiet now. War on Yemen and their war in Syria. We're financing everything they do. We're not financing America's people, which should be our number one resource and be treated that way by this alleged government. It's not happening. Anyway, all right, enough of all that. You'll find these in the headlines and elsewhere. I don't know. A lot of you write and say that you try and tell your friends about these, and they don't want to hear it. Don't tell them anymore. If you really try to help somebody and you hear the door slam in your face, just stop. It's okay. You've done the right thing. You've tried. But they just don't want to hear it, or they're not able to hear it, but it's their choice. All right. With us this hour, right before New Year's Eve, the night before, is Gary Holland, our friend and colleague in Las Vegas, who always has some interesting views on things. Hello, Gary. Welcome back on this holiday season program.
Very interesting about that credit card debt information. I heard one report, Jeff, that it was something like between 80% and 90% of all purchases for during the Christmas season was done with credit cards.
That's or gotta pay, come home.
Also, they have a pay, which is a modern day layaway program. Remember the old layaway program? You didn't get the merchandise until you paid it off, which was a smart thing to do. Now they have you can finance your groceries, you can finance anything as pay later. So what is that? It's a pay later scheme where, say, I buy $50 in groceries, then you pay back $90. So it's like a close to a 90 to 100%, sometimes 100% interest rate, a very high interest rate, because these are unregulated like loans.
Shylock.
Yep.
Good name for a new chain of grocery stores. I didn't know they were doing this.
Oh yeah, wow. They do it in every grocery store, Jeff. It's like they have these companies called. There's a company out there.
Gary, hold on. Walk me through this. I buy $150 worth of groceries. What do I do? How does this work? Do you have to set up an account with them? How does it work?
Yeah. So say you said they basically you give your basic information. There's one company out there called Affirm, AFFIRM, and then there's a couple other companies. But Affirm is one of the main players in this. You can go and buy groceries. Say you have $200 grocery bill, and you say, I'll pay it later on. They give you, like, say, 3 months to pay it. So you buy $100 in groceries, but you have to pay $200 over the next, you know, by the end of 90 days. They usually put you on a monthly or a biweekly to monthly payment plan. But it's high interest. It's basically the equivalent of a payday loan. You know, Las Vegas. There's I know in different
paychecks,
areas of the country.
Cash here, I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah, and so in Las Vegas, on every street corner, Jeff, more than other things, they're like convenience stores. They have payday loan centers here everywhere.
Yeah. Wow.
For obvious reasons. And again, so what is a payday loan? I need to borrow, say, there's two different ways you can do it. They either go by, you write them a, you give them your checking account number, and they automatically set up a auto pay plan with your checking account, or you have your car title and what they call a title loan. And so you'll go, say you have a $12,000 value car, you go and do your title loan, they're only going to give you 10% of the face value of the vehicle. So if the vehicle is $12,000, the most they'll ever give you is a $1,200 loan. I'm going to tell you something, Jeff. As you know, over the years, I've been in and out of the auto business. I've had auto dealer's licenses in the past. One thing I would tell you, at all the different wholesale auctions for car dealers, they have a huge run on certain days of the week for title loan companies, and there's just endless cars. They're going through the auction, cars that they probably couldn't afford to pay back their $600 loan,
right. and they lost
title loan Title Max. Or there's one big company that's really big on this. There's a company called Title Max, and they do title loans, and they will have cars that someone lost for say $800 to $1,000 worth $9,000, $10,000, $11,000. They know this, because here's the thing. They give you a choice. Okay, every 30 days, either you pay the balance off with a VIG or, you know, like a fee or, you know, like an interest payment, or you can just pay the VIG or the interest payment. And the interest payment's about $100. So it's like, these are very high interest loans also through the title loan companies. It's criminal, because let me tell you, it used to be a crime against that. It used to be called loan sharking. You don't hear the term anymore, Jeff, loan sharking.
No, you don't.
Because you don't need to. Well, you know, the loan sharks are, it's legal now.
Well, look under any bank sign and that'll be a nice location to start. Loan sharking.
Well, sure. Now, you understand.
So what's the credit card debt? What's the credit card percent now? It's over 20, right?
Jeff, with most perfect credit, it's 30% with good credit. If you're a subprime credit card,
30%. Come on.
30%. 29.5%. 29.5%. I got a couple of credit cards, and I got really good credit. My a really good credit. And my interest rate is at 29.5%. I don't run high balances. I do none of that. It's for more business purposes.
Yeah.
But it's 29.5%, and I have over an 800 credit score. So I have a decent credit score. But I would imagine people, most people in this country right now, their credit scores are diving. Because here's the thing about credit scores. Credit scores, people have to understand. I know we did a program about this before. Main thing people have to understand about a credit score is it's not that not only is it about paying your bills on time, but it's also how much credit you're carrying. Say you have a limit of a $20,000 credit limit. Yeah. How much of that credit limit are you utilizing? So if you're going into the credit agency, Jeff, if you're using more than 10% of your max credit limit, if you have three or four credit cards and you add them all up and the max credit between four cards is $20,000, on your credit report, if you're utilizing more than 10% of that, or say $2,000 of that $20,000, your credit score will remain fine or might even go up a little bit. But if you start going above that 10% threshold, if say you're running 40, 50%, 60% debt, you know, you're using about 60%, you're utilizing right now 60% of your credits, meaning you only have 40% credit left of the amount left to use. Your credit score is going to dive because they're starting to see is on people's credit reports is the debt load they're carrying. So it's not like they run $1,000 debt, credit on their credit card and then pay the whole $1,000 off or pay 99% of it off. These people are paying minimum payments. And think about this, $30 per $100 interest, because that's what credit cards are charging right now for good credit. Bad credit, anywhere is between, I've heard ridiculous amounts up to 40.5%.
You're kidding.
For people subprime credit.
I'm sorry, this is really preposterous. This is not the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is the land of the cattle and the home of the slave. This is awful.
It's usury. It's usury. I sent a video to you, a link to a YouTube video. It's going pretty viral. And I'm kind of shocked that YouTube allowed these guys, and it's still up as a matter of fact. They haven't taken it down. The title.
When did you send it? You sent it today?
I sent it this afternoon.
Okay,
yes,
I got it.
I sent it this afternoon. And the title of the video, let me bring it up here real fast. It's Usury and the One Group That Benefits From It.
Yep. Well, that's why they got thrown out of the temple, right? Why did Jesus throw them out?
Well,
why did he throw them out?
Because of the money grubbers in the temple.
Of course.
And money grubbing. But what did I learn, Jeff? And to be honest with you, Jeff, I've never knew this. I learn something new every day, and I'll be the first to admit it. And I thought I knew a lot about Zionism and stuff and that line of knowledge. But there is a little thing, and I know most people have never heard this. It's called Heter Iska. Or Heter Iska.
Two words, I believe. It's Heter. Heter?
Heter, yes.
I believe it's the first word.
Yep.
And this is not a good thought. It's that old story. There's a big club, and we're not in it. This is for them. That means they can walk into any bank in the U.S., virtually any bank, and get a loan at zero interest. That's what it means. This is hard to believe,
but
I know.
It's a religious, Jewish religious document that allows a lender and a borrower to comply with Jewish law that prohibits the payment or collection of interest on loans between just Jewish people. Way I understood it now, the way this guy, and now I've been doing a little bit more research this afternoon about this. You have a websites that that have multiple mortgage companies that do this just for Jews. And that's their public ones. Now, how many are off the books that we don't know about? Major banking institutions where you go in and you're getting a 9, or say a personal loan, at 11.5%.
Yeah.
The guy behind, and of course, Mr. Zionist, Mr. Jew, as your banker, your loan officer you're dealing with, he gets you, I got you the best rate possible, 11.5%. So you take your loan out and you're the dumb Gentile, dumb goyim, which they, by the way, most they consider you as an animal. They do. That's what they think of you as dog crap. So he's laughing behind your back. Next guy comes in is a guy from the local synagogue. They go and they do this document, and it's an interest-free loan. The thing of
they own the game, all right? They set the rules, they own the game. So no, they don't have to pay interest, not like we do.
No. And think about this, Jeff. Now you wonder how Donald Trump and all these high multi-billionaire Jewish tycoons are able to just take out massive loans all the time. And you wonder, say, man, yeah, how are they allowed? How can they take so many loans out and have so much interest out there? Well, they're not paying interest. They go in, they sign off on that document, and it's off to the races. You need how much money? Unlimited amounts of money, zero interest, and probably pay it back whenever you're in the mood. Because apparently, I've read in this, Jeff, where like you could have a 200-year payoff.
Right. Yeah. And you wonder how these people leverage.
You will never
how
get.
Do they move? And look, a lot of us have the same creative ideas. We have the ability to look at a marketplace or an economy. And if I only had $150,000, look what I could buy. It's in trouble. I could pick it up for a song, 10 cents on the dollar. Well, if you happen to be Jewish, you apparently can go into most any bank and get an interest-free loan for whatever you want. And you can buy that, and you become that much more wealthier. It's not hard to build wealth if you have the capital to play the game.
Well, think about this, Jeff. It's the Hederiska loans. No credit check. You could have the worst credit. You could stiff 20 people around town. It doesn't matter because you don't have no credit check. It's like you have your of course. Now, how do you prove? You have to show DNA as your proof. So I couldn't convert to Judaism and then go get a loan. I couldn't do that because you're just like a wannabe.
No. That's right.
You have to be tied by blood. And as a matter of fact, not just by blood, but you have to be born of a Jewish woman by blood. So it's like, say your
kind of like
your
Trump's
mother
grandchildren.
Is, exactly. well, he himself, his wife was, Ivana Trump was Jewish. So that's naturally, all of his children are automatically considered Jewish.
Children, grandchildren, doesn't matter.
Exactly. So what does that mean? Well, they get their Hederiska loans, which could be in the billions. Look, the sky's there is no limit to what they do when it comes to financially. A lot of people say to themselves, well, how is it possible that less than, 0.001% of the world's population, less than 2% of the United States population, right, can be so powerful, have so much money? It's not that they're just good with money. So come to find out, it's not that, they're just smart. And the old excuse I've always heard this so many times, Jeff. Well, they're just really good with money, and they know how to handle it, and you're just too stupid to. Well, that might be a little part of it, but how they handle it? Well, I go to Jew loan, and it's interest-free, versus I'm the guy who goes in and has to pay 11%. Well, who has the advantage? every time. They're not going to have
money.
No advantage. They're going to take advantage of you.
That's right.
Matter of fact, Jeff, that's part of the doctrine. What is that? So in the Talmud and in the Torah, both of these are identical when it comes to loaning money from Jew to Jew. It can be with zero interest. But that's if you're a non-Jew, you can rip them off as much as you want, because in the religious documents it said, well, they're less than human, so it's okay to do. And you're the chosen people.
Self-proclaimed
Kol Nidre chosen
prayer,
people.
The Kol Nidre prayer gives you a free ride for the next year. Whatever you do is automatically forgiven in advance, so there's no accountability in that religion if you simply recite that prayer. You're forgiven.
Yeah, and it's like
a year
for
in
future
advance.
Sins. For future sins.
Year
not like,
advance,
please,
that's right.
Not that I messed up I'm asking for forgiveness. I'm praying for forgiveness that I what I did. No.
You
hey,
do
I'm,
whatever you want. You're this, already forgiven.
Yeah, this year. Exactly. This year coming up, I'm going to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and forgive me right now. I'm going to premeditate it, by the way. Premeditated crimes or whatever I'm going to do. I'm going to premeditate it. And by the way, I'm already forgiven before I even do it. How does that work?
Pretty slick.
It's pretty slick. And then, like, also when you give yourself the title chosen people, well, who gave these? That'd be like, I have my ancestors from 1,000 years ago write the Book of Holland. And anyone with the last name of Holland is considered the chosen people. Anyone whose last name with the Holland is the chosen people, and I can get away with everything because I'm the chosen person. And anyone who isn't the Holland name is dog crap, because that's the way I consider everybody outside the Holland name is dog crap. The people on this planet would have a problem with that.
No.
But yet when it comes to the so-called chosen people, again, where does that come from? Well, it came from a religious documents written by them. you see how that it's kind of confusing.
They set the whole game
up. It's kind of biased.
It's just sickening, all of it. And they've been doing it for 2,000 years or longer. They haven't. No one's really.
Oh, longer than
panel.
That.
Oh yeah.
Nope. There's no accountability, Jeff. Now you look into this and you say, what kind of a person would do that? Well, psychopaths. The word, it's a word that it's doesn't have a real. It's a vulgar word, but it's parasitic. In nature,
you speak of nature. By nature, what they do is parasitic. Usury is about as parasitic as it gets. Making money on other people. On their misfortune, their hard luck, on their business plans, whatever, without doing a damn thing. Labor-free profit. That's usury. Think about it.
Yeah. And they have access to the printing presses. They have access. They own anyone in the United States government that has any choice, any decision power when it comes our treasury, our taxation, our money printing, our low debt loan and borrowing and our treasuries, everything they control all of it. And so you have people who are working 12, 15 hours a day, taking a business loan out, taking that money and making money with that loan. But yet the person who gave them the loan will make more money for doing nothing but having connections,
labor free,
knowing people, connections because of so-called you've anointed yourself a chosen person, and you turn around and you look at other people who are not, again, in the chosen club, as dog crap, cattle, animals, less than human, that should be enslaved and be enslaved to you. And that is the mentality you're dealing with when you go in and talk to a loan officer. Now, I'm not saying all Jews are like this. I'm not saying that. I think I would say a majority are like that. there's a minority that choose to pretend that the majority isn't doing it. They're willfully ignorant. They refuse to acknowledge that there's problems within their own people. They turn their head the other way because they're being benefited.
Oh, they always have. That's right.
They're benefiting from what the majority is doing of their people are doing to the rest of the planet.
Who wants to and work so, when you don't have to, when you can outsmart the dumb goyim, take their money, and laugh all the way to the bank you own, or at least you're on the board of directors? That's what they do.
Well, think about it, Jeff. Look at BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard. Sits on the corporate boards?
That's true.
That healthcare CEO that was wasted by that guy. Of course, the kid was a millionaire. Yeah. I don't know why he was so concerned. But they got the wrong person. All he does is represent what the corporate board tells him to do. If you want, I'm not saying you shouldn't go kill anybody. It's stupid to do that because it completely discredits your cause the minute you do that. It does, because that's what they want you to do. Because the minute you do that, the sympathy goes the opposite direction. But what you know, if you want to protest, like a healthcare company or any corporation, you don't go after the corporate president. He's just a guy that's just working. The ones you want to go for is the majority stockholders who have the voting power, the control, the voting control which would make you the majority stockholder in any corporation. Go after the majority stockholders because they're the ones ultimately, they're the ones actually making all the decisions for these corporations. The majority stockholder has decision-making power. He tells the corporate CEO, don't give anyone any health. Let them pay for their health insurance. Give them the most bare minimum health care coverage and services that you'll give. Don't pay for, deny everything. Don't pay for anything. And you're going to be the face of this. And that's why we're going to give you a really big compensation. So you can be the face of this absolute dystopian system of healthcare insurance, which is basically you pay to get nothing in return.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what you're getting. But you need to go after the corporate board. The corporate board is the one making the decisions. Not even just the corporate board members. A lot of them board members are working what they call by proxy. They're representing the majority stockholder who hides in the background and is in the shadows. They don't want you to know who's the majority stockholder. Because if you did, you would find out top 100 corporations in this planet is probably owned by majority stockholders are the same people. It's one very small little group. And it's the same group that runs the banking, runs the legal system, runs our government, owns our government. That is beyond
owns
running
it.
At this point.
Owns it. Yeah.
Lock, stock, and barrel owns this government. The Zionist sycophancy that's coming out of this, came out of this current minute, whatever this disaster is sitting in there right now, but the next administration coming in is the same thing. Here comes a new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, you bet.
To borrow
Did you happen to see Philip Giraldi's excellent piece yesterday? It was reprinted by Gerald on the Trends Journal. Giraldi wrote, Trump enters office, quote, owned by Israel, end quote, with a belligerent cabinet. So he's admitting, and this is a former CIA case analyst, Philip Giraldi, he's admitting that the government is owned and operated by Zionist Israel. It doesn't take a PhD to figure that out. It's right there. We are financing all of the wars that Zionist Israel is fighting right now to expand into their promised land of greater Israel, from the Euphrates to the Nile. This is all the same thing. And then Trump came out and said he wants to chop up, privatize Syria. In other words, if I were a billionaire, I could go in and buy a piece of Syria. Must sell it off. So it'll be easily dominated by Israel. This world is really in trouble. Big, big trouble. Go ahead.
Well, Israel is putting a bunch of settlements throughout the border areas of Syria. They've already been doing it. Now it's just going to make it a lot easier for them.
Yes.
The United States, which is basically, again, the United States Corporation is a subsidiary of World Zionism, Inc. Understand that. So World Zionism, Inc. and its subsidiary, the United States Corporation, has owned, and this is before Damascus even fell, way before that, we stole the oil fields from Syria. So we're just pumping oil out, and it's now U.S. Oil Fields Incorporated. And then who gets the rest of Syria? Well, Turkey, Erdogan, will be going in, and the Turkish Ottoman Empire will go back in and run the rest through proxies and through stooges. And of course, you'll still have a big Mossad representation there, which I believe that current, I don't know if he's the coup leader, I don't know what he's calling himself, but he used to be a so-called, he was the most, what was on the top 10 most wanted list for terrorism.
Yeah. His name
but all
is,
of a sudden, I went
his
from...
His name is Al-Jalani, J-W-L-A-N-I, might as well be J-E-W-L-A-N-I, Al-Jalani. Tell him what he is.
Oh, I believe he's a crypto Jew. Now, that's his stage name. His stage name is probably his real name is probably Stu Horowitz or whatever his real name is going to be.
No, it's not a joke. It's another scam. These people are really quite talented at pulling this kind of crap off, unfortunately.
Yep.
They do it all the time. I've tipped my hat to them many times over the decades because of the brilliance with which they subvert and dominate white Western Christian culture. They've done it. It's old secondhand to them.
They have it lock, stock, and barrel. You look at with Syria again. You have Mossad representation now that pretty much owns the government. Somehow they were managed to get Erdogan and Turkey to go along with the program because he was a big instrumental part in this, the way I understand. Then you have the United States, of course, stealing the oil fields. When we talk United States, we're just saying Israel. The United States is just, like I said, it's a dummy corporation and a subsidiary of ZOG, which is Zionist own government, World Zionism, whatever you want to call it. You can give it a fancy title to it. But the fact of the matter is we are basically the golem for whatever Israel needs. Israel really is just, again, it's just a headquarters or a second headquarters for World Zionism outside City of London, which is world headquarters for World Zionism. And then they have their Tel Aviv, Zionist city by the sea. And it's just turning into, they're getting everything they want. If you look at the Middle East right now situation, Iran is, they're not going to do nothing. Iran will become a bombing range here soon. They know it. I would hope they prepare for it. But it's where it's all going towards. You could see what the plan is just by a mile. Think about this. That is the end. That is like a major piece of this puzzle. They need is for Iran to fall. Because there's an old document came out in the early 1980s. It was called Strategies for Israel in the 1980s. And if you look at the countries that they wanted to take down and everything else, it's all the countries that have been falling already. This playbook or this plan has been out for decades. I would say even longer than that. I would say way even much, much, many, many years before that.
Maybe
it was
even
always
centuries.
The plan.
Yes.
Sure. Exactly. Because, why do you look at that situation in the Middle East? Gaza like is totally gone. There will never be a Gaza again.
No.
Gaza's
no.
done. It's going to become the new Tel Aviv South.
No, those people are going to have
resort
to go
corridor.
Somewhere. They could give them a piece of Sinai, the Egyptians, pipe water in, give them some power, and let them build their own, with the international contribution, let them build their own little city-state. That could easily happen. But it won't.
But unfortunately, Jeff, they have sadists that are wanting their annihilation.
It's true.
Egypt has refused to allow Palestinian refugees in the Egypt.
Blood offerings. Shame on Egypt for that. Yeah.
Well, you know, again, what are they? Who's running Egypt? A junta. A U.S. puppet junta. That's who runs Egypt. It's a junta that's 100% funded by the United States.
Who's running the U.S.?
Well, we're Israel. A junta. We're Israel.
Well, we're just a junta,
mechanism. We're a junta for Israel.
Right.
We're a junta.
This may sound, by the way, hold on. This may sound preposterous to some of you, and I would be first to jump on that bandwagon if it were preposterous, and I wouldn't allow it. Not to censor people, but it would be ludicrous. Unfortunately, it's true. Everything we've said is the virtual truth. And that's a fact. And if you don't know that, if you don't know your enemy, you'll never understand what you might do to free yourself at some point in the future. You'll never understand it. It's all in the Bible. It's all there. I don't read the Bible. But the whole story is as old as the hills, as they say. It is the truth. And there's nothing else out there. There's one group that has decided to take this planet, and they have pretty well done it. And I just what they've done is actually brilliant when it turns out to be when it runs to the lengths it has run, the absolute overthrow of individuality, of nation states, you name it. There's nothing that these people haven't conquered, not yet. And they're on the way to taking the whole thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, think about this, Jeff. Don't take our word for it. And don't, even if you don't even take the word of what you read on the internet, on websites, just look at the actions of our own government. Our right. actions of our own government proves exactly what we're saying. The
That's
AIPAC
true.
Pledge. Look, if you want to see a case study and going against the AIPAC pledge, look at Cynthia McKinney. She literally
there are so many examples.
Cynthia
anti-socialism.
McKinney's a very famous one, Jeff.
Uh huh. I she was on the program. We talked about it. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act will be the final straw here if that's passed and signed into law by Trump. That will completely eviscerate the First Amendment. And I don't care if this group of people happen to be Samoans. I'd be talking about it the same way. You have to understand who's controlling you, no matter who it is.
Because that's controlling your future, your children's future, your grandchildren's future, your future generation's future.
Right.
You know, if we don't worry about what's going to happen with our next generations, what's the point of why we're even here?
Well, that's a good question when you consider the fact.
What is the point?
That the COVID vaccine, so-called the bioweapon, is sterilizing both males and females at an astonishing rate. We are now into a birth decline in this country, and many other countries are on the same fix because of these shots.
Yeah, but guess what country
genocide.
Is it, Jeff?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what country has a high birth rate, by the way, is Israel.
Uh-huh.
They're not having problems with their birth rates.
Funniest thing. You don't suppose those
funny.
Shots might have been placebos, do you? Maybe? They're very highly vaccinated. They got a 90% plus vax rate. But what do they really give their own people? Do you think they're going to destroy their own people? Forget it. No.
Well, no, because they need a majority of the Jews to do their dirty work. Because, again, what do you have? I would say, out of the world's population of Jews, I would say 70-80%. I'm talking about the ones who are not in a choke point position of power, right, or in very high up echelons of power in whatever industry, whatever government, legal, media, you name it. Anything that influences people, either directly or indirectly, they seem to be in charge of. So outside of them people, we're just talking your day-to-day Jew that's running a store, running whatever they do. I would say 70-80% of the general Jewish population are Sionists. I would say there's 20% that are willfully ignorant.
You have to tell them what Sionism means, basically a field asset. All right?
A field asset.
Gathering information,
so a non,
whatever.
Yeah. So what you would consider a, like, in the alt-right, they call people who are, that aren't in the know or just like your fringe people, they call them NPCs, which in a game, if you're playing a video game, it's what they call non-player characters, right? So you have a player in a video game, which is what you're controlling you're going against, but then just like, which would be considered in a movie or a TV show, extras, non-player characters, well, these are extras. But when the call comes to serve world Zionism, they're right there, and they got to line up and get with the program. And they're already with the program.
I'd say 95% will answer the bell every time if it rings. It's 0.02% of the world population. Do a search. That's how many people identify as being Jewish. 0.2%. And look at the power and the influence. Astonishing.
Someone, I would love to give this person credit that I was reading. I was listening to just a small lecture about the billionaire population on this planet. And 60 out of the 100 billionaires on the planet are Jews. Statistically impossible compared to the world, to their population representation.
Yes.
On this government.
Statistically impossible.
Statistically, exactly. Statistically, Jeff, if they were just to go by the population of their representation of their population on this planet, there should only be 2 out of 100 billionaires that are
Jewish.
They're
overrepresented in practically every field they want to be if they don't own it outright. Sure.
Well, look at any major mainstream media news outlet, which is that's dying now. It's turning into death. But now let's just say major online alt-right media, or
they took that over completely.
Middle of the road media,
virtually.
Who are the executive producers? Who are the who are the writers? Who are the directors? And who are the newsroom editor in chief? The assistant editor in chief, the higher up
executive producer.
When we're talking disseminating information, because the way a newsroom works at a radio station, at print media, online, whatever it is, I'm a reporter. I write a story. What I write, by the time from what I write that story to what you see, it's been through editors. It's been through proofreaders. It's been done through about 10 rewrites.
It has.
You're not going to get whatever that reporter wrote.
And
exactly.
Skewed.
If it's, which is why you get these half-assed stories, or you hear these reporters in the past, Cheryl Atkinson being one of them that worked for CBS News, who had all of her stories messed with. There was another lady that was working for CBS News, and not only did they fire her, but I don't remember her name, but she used to work for Fox News before that. They literally kept all of her notes, kept all of her stuff, and she had to sue to receive her personal notes. You know, for a reporter, their personal notes, their off-record connections, you know, their anonymous sources are their sources alone. They have relationships with these people. And I think her name was Catherine Heritage. I think that was her name, or Heritage. And they literally, CBS, kept all of her anonymous sources' names and information, kept their private notes, kept right. everything. Said it was property of CBS, and it wasn't. It was her property. But see, they knew that. But then she had to go through the whole legal system. And look who runs the legal system. They made it really hard for her to get her stuff back. So when we're talking about, if you're going on any major website, major media, understand, look who the people are disseminating that information. Not the reporters, because they're not the information disseminators. Not even the anchor on TV who's reading the news to you. The disseminators is the editor, the newsroom editor, the newsroom chief, the producer, the executive producer, the floor director, the news writers, the ones who are putting all the stuff on the teleprompter. They're the ones who are in control of that whole situation right there. They're the ones letting you know what they want you to know. And believe me, what they want you to know is completely opposite of what's really going on. And that's how they run this, and that's how they keep the con going. Think about it, Jeff. If you run a shell game, and which is what they are, they're running a three, basically a very sophisticated three-car Monte operation, where you'll never, ever win the game. It's fixed against you. The people that are surrounding the game, most of them are in on the game. They're in on the scheme.
Oh, you bet they are.
And so,
yeah.
And if you look at it that way, if you want to simplify, you know, a lot of times people get these rabbit holes go in so many different directions. And the information you try to give to people, sometimes they get confused or they get lost in the weeds and they get lost in the woods. You know, it's really hard because there's so much information. That's why a lot of times I'm on with you, Joe. I try to simplify it and apply some really simple, you know, example. And really, if you look at how this earth is ran by the Zionists, it's really a three-card Monte game. There's the actual guy doing the game, the Monte, but then there's like two or three other people who are around the game who sucker you into the game by pretending they're winning the game, when in reality they're in on the game and they're in on the scam. But yet you come in as the dope or the mark, and you come in, you play the game, you lose all your money. The fact of the matter is, you have the banking presidents, and all the ones that are part of that three-card money are the bank employees. Not the ones who are low level. I'm talking chief loan officer, or one or that one. And then they're giving the loans in the back room while they're charging you 25% interest.
It's all about choke points of power and influence. Whatever they are, these people gravitate to. 0.2% of the world population. It's really astonishing.
Think about it, like I said, Jeff, the choke points of any industry or governmental entity that has a direct or indirect influence on your life, the legal system, the school system, look who runs the teachers' unions, all Jews. All Jews. You look at who runs the publishing for school publishing, school curriculum, all Jews. Banking, Jews. Media, Jews. Hollywood, Jews. The movie industry, Jews. YouTube, Google. You know, the joke online, a lot, you know, over in the past, I don't know if you've ever heard these terms, but they call it YouTube and Joogle.
Yeah, I have.
And it's not doing that just to make a joke out of it. It's gallows humor, but it's set based on a reality of the situation. And you look at Rumble. Who runs Rumble? Peter Thiel. Jews. It just keeps going and going and going. And every time you do, every door you open, and you say, well, maybe there's an industry that's not dominated by this very 0.001% of the world's population. You open a new door thinking that, what do you see? 0.001% of the population
.02.
Running that.
Is it 0.02? Is it 0? Yes.
0.2.
0.2. That's right.
So less than 1%. 0.2%.
That's it. That's it. All right, Gary, thank you for this summary and the overview and the insight. Nobody's taking charge of this situation. There's very little oversight. It's a good word for it. All right, we'll be back and talk to you in 2025, my friend. Take care, have a good time, and be safe down there.
Everybody have a safe New Year's, and I hope this next year is going to be better, but...
Yeah, understood.
I don't have much faith in that, but
yeah.
Anyway, you have a good evening, Jeff. Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. All right, good night. Yes, indeed. Every day is a blessing. Think about it that way. All right, we will be right back with Hour 3.